This week's Torah Way is being sponsored by Family Mervin Shire in appreciation of the wonderful showroom and magnificent posters. Zion Tavis, Thursday the 20th of December, Rabbi Dov Levy, Mrs. Ezra, Lost Opportunities.
Morning, gentlemen. Morning. We have coming on Sunday, Asara B'Tavis, and there seem to be the Asara B'Tavis coming from Chanukah, which time of Dina Navayas, time of bringing back the Korbanos, bringing back the Avoida, and then we're moving now straight really to Asara B'Tavis, to the beginning of the Korban, the beginning when Nebuchadnezzar was Soim Bechal Yerushalayim, the beginning of the siege of Yerushalayim. We're going right back to the beginning of destruction, the first stage of destruction of the Bais Rishon. Maybe by the end we'll try and tie those two things together, but we find in the Asar B'Tavis, in the Tachanunim that we say, the Slichos that we say, we find a reference to Ezra, that Ezra was the Petira of Ezra HaSoifer. The Nusach Ashkenaz, the Slichos of Ashkenaz say that, bring that on the 8th of Tavis, the Greeks ordered the Torah to be translated. That was 8th of Tavis, and there was a Choshech Yod Al-Olam. On the 9th of Tavis, Ezra Soifer was Nifta. And on the 10th of Tavis was Samach Nevechanetz Yerushalayim, the beginning of the Churban. There seems to be a discrepancy in the Slichos of the Sfardim. It says that he was Nifta on the 10th of Tavis. There seems to be either the 9th or the 10th, but either the Shulchan Aruch says it, the 9th is a day that's Loinoida. Either way, it seems to be that a chelik of the Churban of the 10th of Tavis is this fact that Mises Ezra was Nifta. It's something that's thrown in, it's mentioned as the part of the package, even though it was many years later, it was after the end of the distress, it was after the binyan of the Bais Sheni that he was Nifta. But the beginning of the Churban of Yerushalayim, the beginning of the downfall of this matzav, when we had the Mikdash and the Shechina with us, and this wonderful matzav, the binyan of Shlomo, we put together with it the Petira of Ezra Sofer. It's a time of Churban, a Sefer Churban. It's not like a Misa, it seems to be, it's not like a Misa of another Tzaddik, a Petira of a Tzaddik, a Zayin Adar, something like Moshe. It's a time of Churban, a Gavisa Churban, to understand what exactly was so terrible, what exactly happened when we're saying that Ezra Sofer was Nifta. One thing we could understand, one thing we know, is that we know that the Gemara tells us, and the Targum Yonison also says, that Ezra Sofer was Malachi, that Malachi was the last Novi, and with Mishameso Nevi'im Achroinim, the Gemara says, from when the Nevi'im Achroinim died, the last Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, when they were Nifta, Poskun Ruach HaKodesh Mishrael, there was no more Nevius in Israel. And that sometimes we think that's what the significance is. Ezra being the last Novi, being Malachi, that's it. Nevius had gone from Klal Yisrael. And we try to think sometimes that that's the significant, that's what happened. The end of an era came. There was the end. It finished by when Ezra was Nifta. And that doesn't seem to be the only thing. It seems to me there's much more to it. First of all, we don't see any mention at all. If we're going to talk about him as a Novi, say Malachi as Nifta, talk about Malachi. Why talk about Ezra? And the Loshen, when we talk about him, we talk about Ezra HaSofer. We talk about Ezra the Sofer. We want to understand a little bit. We're going to try first of all to understand a bit. What does it mean? What's this reference to Ezra HaSofer, Ezra being a Sofer? And then maybe if we understand who Ezra was a little bit, try to understand a little bit to get a picture of who Ezra was and what Ezra did, then we might understand what the significance is of him, of us losing Ezra. What did Ezra do? Ezra was the Gov Lador at the time of the Binyan Bais Sheni. Ezra was the Manig Hador. Ezra was the one, although he didn't build the second base of Mikdash, he didn't start, the base was already built when he came up to Eretz Yisrael. Because Zerubbabel had come previously before in the reign of Koresh, Zerubbabel had come up to Israel, and he'd started the Korbanos, he'd been Mechadish the Korbanos, before the Binyan HaBayis even, he'd started the Korbanos, and he was stopped, it didn't work out. What we realized afterwards was because it wasn't 70 years from the Churban Bais Rishon, so it was too early. So Zerubbabel had come up already, Yeshua ben Yotzadak had come up already as the Kohen Gadol. And then Ezra came up after the second Beit Midrash, after the Purim, the Purim story, after the already in the reign of the son of Achashverosh Vayovesh, which Chazal seemed to tell us was Esther's son, in that time the Ezra came up. But everything was under his jurisdiction, everything was under his guidance, everything was done through him. When he came up and he brought the people back to their Achuzah, people came back from Eretz Yisrael, from Bavel, and they had their shtoras with them. The Chazal said they had their documents proving what their land ownership, and they came back from Eretz, they came back from Babel, and Ezra helped Nehemiah, so they had to get people back on their land. They were Ishar Achuzos, so they went back to their land into Israel. He helped bring the Beis HaMikdash back in his time, and also most importantly, there was a big problem of assimilation at the time of Ezra. People were very, very down. People were very, very they felt that one of the possible ways of, maybe they felt one of the ways of solving it was, we just had the Churban Abayis, we'd had the Golos, we'd had the Nebuchadnezzar and the destruction. We'll try and assimilate. They married non-Jewish wives. It was a Noshim Nochriyos, and he came to the people and he convinced them. He said to them, he managed to get rid of their wives, get rid of the children that were born by their wives. He brought the people back to Torah. He brought the people back to Torah mitzvahs. Most of the Torah of what we do nowadays in terms of our Torah comes from Ezra Sofa, meaning that he was in Sakin Sheni v'Chamishi we lay, and he was in Sakin on Shabbat Mincha we lay. Misakin thinks that we should be Makusha to Torah. We should have a Kesha to Limut HaTorah, to Talmud Torah, that we're not far from Torah. The people, unfortunately, after the Golos, as it would happen, the people after the Golos of Nebuchadnezzar were smashed and they were lost and they were far from Torah, and he brought back Torah. I remember hearing a while back from I suppose you could call him a historian, a Rav, but maybe say he's an academic historian. I remember him talking about this Inyan. It just sticks in my mind from a long time ago, and he said that he doesn't think there was a, we talk about nowadays in this last door, maybe last 40, 50 years, the amount of tshuva that people have done, the amount of people who are far, far, far from Yiddishkeit, who've come back and they're leading lives as Torah, as Strum Yidden. There hasn't been such a thing since the last time that happened, there was such a mapecha, that people came who were far from Yiddishkeit, and they came and they're far from Torah, and he taught Torah to the Rabbim, and people were interested in Torah, and it was a struggle, it was very difficult for him, because people were not interested, people in Eretz Yisrael felt that the right way was to carry on, to try and be connected to the Goyim, and to the Torah that brought us destruction. And he had such koyach, such to come back and to bring the people to be chozer b'tshuva. He was stuck in many takonos. The Ashik Lesak Doyla was that time. Ashik Lesak Doyla was put together by him and by his associates at that of Ezra, and he was Masakin with that. As the offshoot of that was a Sanhedrin, Bati Dinim. We have Takonas Ezra and all kinds of things that Ezra did. And the Ksav, the Gemara tells us, the Ksav Ashuris was Nishadish Alidei Ezra, came back Alidei Ezra. The Ksav we have came back through Ezra Sofa. There's so many parts of our daily, day to day Surah of our Yiddishkeit came through Ezra that he did. And to sum it up, to give a picture of the time, that I saw the Malbin in Ezra says a fascinating thing. He says, Shimon HaTzadik was a Talmud of Ezra. Shimon HaTzadik was in Shiyar Knesset HaGadol, he was a Talmud of Ezra. And Shimon HaTzadik said, Ashloish HaDvarim HaOlam HaOmed, Al HaTorah, Al HaVoida, Val HaGemilas Chasodim. Those are three Amudim of the world. And he says, in the time of the Binyan Bayis Sheni, we had the three Amudim. He said, first of all, Zerubbabel and Yeshua Kohen Gadol came up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, and they were Mechadish, the Korbonos, the Avoida, and they built the Beis HaMikdash, the Samud Avoida. Then Ezra came, and he was the one who taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says, why did he not stay in it? Why did he not come with Zerubbabel? Why did he not come at the beginning to build the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara says, because he was learning Torah from Baruch Ben Neriah. Gemara in Megillah. Baruch Neriah was a Talmud of Yirmiyah, and the Torah was coming through, that was the Masorah of the Torah, coming from Yirmiyah to Baruch Neriah down to Bavel, and Ezra stayed in Bavel to learn Torah from Baruch Neriah. Not just the fact of learning Torah, he was bringing the whole Masorah of Torah onto the next generation. He was carrying the Torah with him. He was the Amud HaTorah. And when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he opened the people's hearts to Torah. He brought them back to Torah, to Limud HaTorah, to Kiyum HaTorah, to Kiyum HaTorah Mitzvahs. That was the Amud HaTorah of Torah. And Nehemiah, the Malbim says, came, and we find that Nehemiah, Be'ikan, in Sefer Nehemiah, came to be Oisek in the Binyan of the Choyma. The Beit Mitzvah was already built when he came there, but there was a problem with the Tsoinim of Christ, or the people, the enemies of Christ were around, were trying to disturb the Beit Mitzvah, it was a Sakala, the people couldn't avoid the Beit Mitzvah properly, they couldn't finish off the Beit Mitzvah, and Ezra came, and Nehemiah came, and it was Isaac in building the wall of the around Yerushalayim. He was Isaac in with the Aniyim. He was Isaac with people getting them to their land. And his Ikka was the Gemir Chasadim. He was the Amud of Gemir Chasadim. You had the three Amudim. You had the Zerubbabel and Yerushalayim. You had Ezra, and then you had Nehemiah, Torah, Avodah, and Gemir Chasadim. But I just should point out, don't think that when we say, let's say, Nehemiah was, we shouldn't have the idea that Nehemiah, when we say he was a Gemir Chasadim, that he wasn't a Godel in Torah, that like we say Avraham Avinu was a Gemir Chasadim, we don't mean that he wasn't in Yira, in Emes, in the other middles. Nehemiah, we find that Moran Shabbos was mistaken many takonos about Muksa, that to stop the people when he saw people were not keeping Shabbos properly after the Golas Bavel, he came and stuck in Torah. Ezra, the Gemara said, in the other way around as well. The Gemara says that Ezra stayed in Bavel because he wanted to learn Torah from Baruch ben Neriah, and that's why he didn't come up to learn to build the second bais. And so we see there's Amud Torah, but the Gemara said that the Medrash in Shiashirim adds on to this. Medrash in Shiashirim says, fascinating, that were he to come up, it was said, the Medrash says it was a bracha to the second Beis Hamikdash that Ezra didn't come up at the beginning. Were he to come up, really Ezra was a Kohen, and Ezra was royal to be the Kohen Gadol as well. He was more royal than Yeshua ben Yitzchak, Kohen Gadol. Yeshua ben Yitzchak had come up with Zerubbabel, and he was Nismane as the Kohen Gadol, like we said in the Torah last week about Yeshua Mataroya. This was Yeshua ben Kohen Gadol in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. Ezra was more royal. Ezra should have been would have been Nismane for the Kohen Gadol, and it would have caused friction, the Medrash said. It would have caused a problem. If he would have come up, there would have been a mocking for the Satan to come in and to cause jealousy between two, some kinnah, some friction, and that would have been a problem that maybe would have caused, not allowed the second Beit HaMikdash to have to have been built or to carry on. It may have caused a problem for the second Beit HaMikdash. So Ezra was a god in Kohuni and Avoida as well, and he came up eventually. This is what we say when we say a sofer. This, I think, I understood this from the Farshim on Ezra, that sofer, when we say Ezra sofer, we say like things that are often the divrei soferim. We say divrei soferim. A sofer at that time in Acts of Kufa means the Mani Gadol. He was a Mani Gadol in every way, that he carried the door forward onto the next generation. He carried the Torah with him, he carried everything with him, but we have Yiddishkeit through him.
Not
this is
Ezra.
The Chayonot. Some other Rishonim, the Ibn Ezra, and other Rishonim I saw, say Soifer is not Miloshon of scribe, which I might have thought it was. He says a Loshon of counting. Yeah, a counter. He used to count. But some say, what he was counting? Some say he was counting the mitzvahs, or he counted out Yonim to give the people their achuzah back. He was like counter type of thing, but that it could have been they say it's a reference to him being a soifer of the king of Persia where he came from in Bavel from the king, Persian emperor. But I think in Pashtus the most simple explanation is a divrei soiferim. He was a soifer, meaning that he was a mani gadol. That was, and he was a sucking takonus, and he brought the people back to Torah, back to mitzvahs from a matzav where they were certain ones were very very far from Torah mitzvahs. And that, the Gemara says, really to sum it up, the Gemara says that Rohu Haya Ezra Shitinot HaTorah Yodah Yimah Loi Kodmeh Moshe Rabbeinu. That Ezra was Rohu that the Torah should have been given to him, and Moshe Rabbeinu got there first. There's this bad luck that Moshe Rabbeinu got there first, but the Torah could have been given Al Yedei Ezra HaSofer. And to a certain degree, there was a Kabbalah HaTorah Al Yedei Ezra. There wasn't a certain Hischadshus in Torah Al Yedei Ezra. I'm not seeing what the Chazan Ish, when he's talking about the Gaon, but he when Chazan Ish mentions he says the Makabele HaTorah, we find there are people who are give the Torah over to the next generation, Yeshua and Moshe Rabbeinu. You have Rishonim that we have the next generation, but then there are those that there's a Kabbalah HaTorah by then. There are certain Gedolim where there's a Hischadshus in Torah. The Torah becomes like a new Kabbalah HaTorah. The Chazan Ish mentions Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously. He says Moshe Rabbeinu, Ezra, I think it says Rabbi Yehudanossi, he says Ravina Ravashi, and the Rambam, he says, and the Gaon. This is talking about that. And he mentioned Ezra as one of the Mekablei HaTorah, one of the... So it's clear, all of those that he mentioned, by all of those, there's a mapecha in Torah. There was a new Kabbalah Satorah by every one of those that he mentioned. That was Ezra. So it sounds, the question is though, if Ezra did so much and it was such a good time that people mamash came back b'tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they built a second Beit HaMikdash, then Ezra, what's the problem? What's so terrible? What happened? What was so wrong? Why do we have to be misabel then? Ezra was nifta, okay, so he's not going to live forever. What happened that was so terrible? The other of it seems that it was a tekufa of great accomplishment. It was a tekufa of great hiskavus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the problem there? This is really to understand this. This is a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, I think it opens up this inyan, and this goes, it all revolves around this Gemara. Gemara in Yuma tells us a Maisa. Rav Ashi, Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish havi sachi biyadina. Reish Lakish was swimming in the Yarden. Now Reish Lakish was from Eretz Yisrael, under Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael. Reish Lakish havi sachi biyadina. After Rabbi Bachana came, and it seems from the story that Rabbi Bachana came from the other side of the Yarden because he was of Mibnei Bovel. And Yaiv lei yada, he gave him his hand to help him out. Something like that, he gave him his hand. So, I don't know, I was expecting you to say thank you or something, but the reaction that came from Reish Lakish is quite an amazing reaction. Amalei, Reish Lakish told him, Eloka, Sanin Elochu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates you. So he tells him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates you, you Bnei Bavel. Why? He gave him his hand, he tells him he hates you. He said, why? Dichsiv, Im choyme hi, nivne alea tiras kosev, in deles hi, not su alea luach ores. What does that mean? Im choyme hi, im atzizem atzmechem, if you would have made yourself like a wall and would have come up, all of you, the whole of Klal Yisrael, Ezra, you would have been like silver that doesn't rot. You'd have been like silver that would have been no degradation, there would have been no, it would have carried on, kept on going. Now that you came up like doors that unfortunately open halfway, you come in and out. You came partially. You came up partially. Nimshaltim ke'erez, sharekev shoylet boy. You are nimshel to wood that rot, that the worms can eat, that you can rot. And therefore, the second base mitzvah was destroyed. Mara says, what does it mean that it rots? It means there was something left, and the Gemara goes on to say that there was baskol left, but apart from that, the Nevuah went. The Shechina went eventually. But if you would have come up Bimei Ezra Kulchem, you would have been like a choyma, you would have been like Kesed, the record wouldn't have been Shoylet. Which should just explain in a minute why the Moshe is dafka to a choyma, why is the Moshe not to any other any other example of coming up from everyone together? Why a choyma dafka, why a wall? We'll explain in a minute. And you might ask me, any of those familiar with this Gemara might ask me that the Rabbi Yochanan says, carries on and says, they came before Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish himself came back to Rabbi Yochanan and told him, you know what I said to Rabbi Bachana? He told him about the Maisa, and he was telling him, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? And Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Lav hai nu taima. That's not the reason why the Beit HaMikdash didn't last. Inami sliku kulu b'me'ezra, even if it would have all come up b'me'ezra, havashari shchina b'mikdash sheni, loy havashari shchina b'mikdash sheni, shchina would not have persisted, would not have come back to the second Beit HaMikdash. Because it said, "Tichsiv yafter lekim liyefes v'ishkan be'ol Hashem." The afal gav, the yefes, afal gav, the yefes, the yafter lekim, afal gav the yafter lekim, the yefes ain't a shchina shore ela be'ol Hashem. The Gemara says that the Shem, that yefes could not be the boyne habayis, and what's going to be? The Gemara goes on to prove that Koresh, who had originally allowed the binyan of Bai Sheni, and under the Persian rulers, the binyan Bai Sheni was done under the autonomy of the Persian rulers, under their jurisdiction, since it was being allowed to be done by them, it had the shem of being a Persian Beis HaMikdash. It was built by the Persians as if. And that is a Beis HaMikdash. They are descendants of Yefesh. They are Yishkan, they are Yafterikim, the Yefesh, and it cannot be. It has to be Yishkan Ba'al Hashem. The Shechina has to be Ba'al Hashem. It has to be built by Hashem. The Marsha here explains that what's the Choma, the Marsha to the Choma. He says, if you see in the Sefer Nechem, it talks about the building of the Choma. There was a big problem because when they came up to Eretz Yisrael, they tried to, like we mentioned, they tried to build the Beit HaMikdash at the beginning. They had to wait another 18 years till it was 70 years from the Golus, from Churban HaBayis. Not 18 years from the original beginning of the Golus. And there was a problem with the Choma. The problem with people didn't have security. They couldn't do that. It was a big problem. If they would have come up, all of them, with the bitochen, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to help us, and they would have had the Rizos to come up and want to do the second Beis HaMikdash, then they would have had protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They would have been able to build the Beis HaMikdash themselves with the protection and with Nisim that they would not have had a problem of how to build Midrash from the enemies around. And this goes well with the Gemara in Brochus. It's brought in a few places. It says that Ad Yavo Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavo Amzu Kanisa. The Gemara Darshan. What's Ad Yavo? The Klal Yisrael at the Shira said Ad Two Yavos. Ad Yavo Amcha Hashem is Bia Rishona, when Bnei Yisrael come in Bishas Yeshua Bin Nun, when they come into Israel. Ad Yavo Amzu Kanisa is referring to Aliyah B'me Ezra. And Ro Yisrael should have had the Nisim B'me Ezra like B'me Yeshua Bin Nun. And these Nisim were that the Kaisel came in and they came and the people were petrified of them. They came and they did wars. There were wars that happened, but these wars were just an act. They were just playing out an act. There wasn't a war that actually made any sense. They came in as Man Yeshua, and they were. We all know how the Torah describes what an army of Bnei Yisrael looked like. They weren't trained in warfare. They went through, and it was just a play. In Bimei Ezra, there should have been the same thing. And I think the Mor is saying that if Bimei Ezra, they would have all come up, and they would have had these Nisim, then they would have been the Boi Nabayis. The Klal Yisrael would have been the Boinim. It wouldn't have been Hashem Koresh. The Marsha said they wouldn't need the jurisdiction of they wouldn't need the permission of Koresh, and it would have been considered that we built the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Medrash says, the Medrash Yashim says on this pasuk, im choymahi nivna liyates kasef. The Gemara says, the Medrash says that more mafurish than this Gemara, that kasef does not rot, that the second Beis HaMikdash would have stood forever. It would never have been Nechrav. Were they all to come up in Me'ez, it would never have been Nechrav. This is what we start to see here. And this I want to bring here a... we see this even more extreme in the to bring out this point and to bring out this idea. It's not just the fact that this mission would have been built and would have been Nechrav. There was something much more here. There's something much, much more. We read in Haftorah last week, of Hanukkah, we started this Haftorah in Zechariah. Zechariah was one of the Nevi'im that came from Bavel with Ezra back to Eretz Yisrael. Zechariah, Haggai, and Malachi was Ezra. They came back to Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Zechariah is not the Zechariah that was killed in the first place in Midrash. That was Zechariah ben Yonyodah. That was the coin in the first place in Midrash. This is Zechariah ben Berechia, and Zechariah, he was a novi in the time of second place in Midrash. At the beginning of the second place in Midrash, before we lost the Nevuah. And he starts off, which we started after, he says, Roni v'simchi basiyon. Rejoice. Amazing thing, Basiyon, ki hineni ba v'shachanti v'soichechnu Hashem. I'm going to live amongst you. The Shechina is going to be amongst you. And it carries on. V'nil v'goyim rabim el Hashem v'yomahu the v'hayu li la'am. People are going to come. The amim are all going to come to Israel. V'shachanti v'soichech v'yadak Hashem etzvach v'shachani elayich. And you'll know that Hashem was sent. It's mamash the most amazing yehudim. It's the binyan. It's the bias goyel. It's the talking about the bin the Mashiach. He's going to choose Yerushalayim. Haskel Basim Pnei Hashem, everyone's going to be quiet, everyone's going to be petrified. It's going to be a matzav, Mekhal Yisrael come out to Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, and it's going to be Shechina here, Kineo Mimon Kodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waking Kaviochel, and we're coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And then it carries on, and it's like it goes off at a tangent. The Haftorah we read, and this is the Novi, Vayarenis, Yeshua Kan Gadol, the Zechariah sees Yeshua Kan Gadol, doing the avodah omer from Malach Hashem, and it carries on, and in the end of it talks about him, a menorah, and it's very connected to Chanukah, as we read in Chanukah. The Rishonim are all very bothered. What is the connection? What in the world is this Nevius here, doing here, before in Zechariah, talking about Yoshua Kohen Gadol in the time of Second Beit HaMikdash? What is the connection? If this Nevius is clearly a Nevius for the Asid Lavoi, for the Yomim, the Achris HaYomim, he's talking about the most amazing things, and the things that never were Niskayim. The Chori cannot be talking about Second Beit HaMikdash, it was never Niskayim in the Second Beit HaMikdash. These things never happened in the Second Beit HaMikdash. Because she built the Second Beit HaMikdash, they had to build walls, they had to, the Gemara being in Brocha talks about how they had to, in the Chemiah, that they had to split off. In the day they had to do the work, at night they had to be on guard, they had to do shifts, they had to make sure, because it was because she had built the second base of Mikdash, and these things never happened. What is he talking about here? Many Rishonim just say, yeah, it's talking about the Asid Lavoi, he's not talking about second base of Mikdash, but it's very shver. And also, it always bothered me a bit, it's another point, why is it that on Chanukah, if we're talking about second base of Mikdash, we're talking about the Chashmonaim that brought back the second base of Mikdash, the avoid the second base of Mikdash. It was an avoider, and it was that lasted maybe just over 100 years. The second Beis Hamikdash. After that point, it was never going to be the binyan bias of bias. There was no suggestion Mashiach was coming. It was an amazing thing that they managed to push the Greeks off, and they managed to release themselves from the stranglehold of the Greeks, and they managed to bring back the avoid the Beis Hamikdash. And there was never going to be more than that. To me, it's almost cruel to talk in that in the haftarah of Chanukah. To start talking about these Yehudim of Ronius Simchi Basir and Vishakanti Besoichich, which never was then, and it was never going to be then. It was not Shaykh to be then. Why do we mention those at the beginning of the Haftarah of Chanukah? So there's a piece in the Kuzari that I once heard, which I'd like to Rav Yehuda Levi in the Kuzari. Discusses this point, and he says the most amazing yisod on this about the Bais Sheni. The Kuzari, the king, the Kuzari, it's this discussion between the king and Rabbi Yehuda Levi, whether it actually happened or not, we're not sure, but it could be a moshon, could be it's a real king. It was a goy, this goy, and he's asking him about, you know, you've talked about the importance of Eretz Yisrael and being in Eretz Yisrael and doing mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, and how is it then that in the second Beis HaMikdash, when they went up in Mei Ezra, most of the people stayed behind. Most people didn't come up. You came kiblosos, you came partially. Why is that? There was such a chukka. And I'd like to read the Loshen here. The Amma Mechaba, well, it's not Mamash the Loshen, it's written in Arabic originally, I think, but as good as we've got to the Loshen. He says, Amma Mechaba, Hoshavtani Melech Kuzah, that's a very good Taina. I don't have anything to say. You're 100% right. There's a real time and clarity that we didn't come up in by Sheni. This oven of not coming back to Eretz Yisrael is what stopped us, what made us lose out on the Yehudim that were things that were prophesied for us about the Bais Sheni. K'moy she'amar Roni v'Simchi Basiyon, like it says Roni v'Simchi Basiyon, that ki kvar haya ha'inyan Elokim mezuman lochul kasher betchila ilu haya maskim in kulam loshav v'nefesh chafetza. The inyan Eloki, this psukim of the Bias Goyer and Mashiach, were rolled to be in the Bais Sheni at the time of the coming of Ezra. Were the people wanting to come up with it? Were the people to come up, b'nefesh chafetz, to come with enthusiasm, run to Eretz Yisrael to build the Bais Sheni? Were they to do that? The Kadosh Baruch Hu was waiting to be mekam these prophecies of Zechariah and Avi. Avashavu miktsasam v'nishanu rubam v'gedaleim b'vavel, writes in Begalus of Avoida. Most of them stayed in Eretz in Bavel, they preferred to stay in exile, wanting to be in exile, and wanting the avoid of the exile. So they shouldn't be separated from their dwellings, and from their businesses, and from their inyonim. It's a scary thought, because we think to ourselves, you know, we're very excited about Mashiach coming, you know, but what does that actually mean? We're very settled in our own lives, in our own setup, and everything we're doing. And this was a problem. The Gedolim, the in Nechemiah's Mavor, that only the lower class people came up to Eretz Yisrael, the Aniyim, or the people who, it seems almost the people that needed a break, needed to get out of Bavel and needed to start a new life, they came up with Ezra. The people who were settled, the people who were doing well, they did give a lot to the Binyan HaBayis. They gave a lot of money, a lot of jewels, silver, gold, for the people to bring up with them. They donated a lot, but they didn't come themselves. They stayed in Eretz Yisrael. They stayed in Bavel. V'shem azeh omar, he says, maybe this is in the posuk, ani yishen avil bi'er, and he dashes the posuk. Now, I just want to read out this. This is amazing. He says, ad shehoidu miksosam loshuv haidah bilti gemura, that until Ezra nurtured them as if he convinced them to come back, until half of them came, part of them came back, and they didn't come back properly. V'nosan lohem k'matzpun libam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them according to what was in their hearts. Ubo einyoni mekutzorim mepikitzurim. They got a shortened. They got a short deal. They got the abridged form. They didn't get the correct what was really supposed to happen. Lefikitzurim, through their own lackings, they got a kiyum of the nevuah that was also lacking. Ki ainyan eloki einenu chal halayish ela kafi hisdam nusoloi im maat maat vim harbe harbe. Inyan Eloki, the amount of shefa you get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the amount of keshet from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the amount of chizuk, the amount of kufil you're doing matzliach in avodas Hashem, and nevuas that are being miskayim, are only miskayim kafi, the amount of your hisdam, the amount that you wanted. That's what he's saying. V'ilu hayinu mizdamnim likras elokei avoseinu b'leiv avshalom v'nefesh chafetza. If we would have wanted to come and meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu with enthusiasm, and nefesh chafetza really wanted it, hayinu poigim mimenu mashepogu avoseinu b'mitzrayim. We would have had the same nisim as Klal Yisrael had when they're coming out of Mitzrayim. And we talk about machzis chinos of etzion v'zulas there. All these tefillas that we say kaseida ela ketzifzuf hazarim. It's just like making a noise. He says we don't. It's not in our heart. We don't think about what we're saying. Like you said, the king, you're 100% right, he tells him. So the nekuda here is that, on the one hand, Ezra did very well. On the one hand, there was a big aliyah at that time, aliyah and ruchnias. On the other hand, there was nowhere near what should have been. There was an opportunity there in Klal Yisrael to... There was an opportunity there to be Mekayim Gula Sida. There was an opportunity there to have Roni Vesimchi Basi, and that's what could have been. And that was the opportunity that was lost. I wanted to mention something about America, because we're short on time, so I'll just finish with one thing. I think the Nekud is clear here, that on Asara B'Tevas, we are Misabel and Misas Ezra, what could have been. What the opportunity that we had, and what could have been, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was screaming out for us, come back to Eretz Yisrael, you have the opportunity now. He told the Nevi'im at the beginning, he told Yirmiyah, 70 years, Yechezkel already knew, 70 years and I'm going to build the Bayis Sheni. They knew about that. They were in Babel, they were settled, they were happy, and we didn't run back to Eretz Yisrael to build the Bayis Sheni, because it would have been difficult, because it would have been starting a new life, we wouldn't have wanted it. And this is what we have to take out. And I think this is the connection between this and Chanukah. This is why we say this on Chanukah, because although on Chanukah it was never going to happen, but the Chashmonaim, Matisho Ubonov, the Kohenim Gedolim, then demonstrated a tshuka, a zrizus for Avodas Hashem, that maybe if it was around the time of Ezra, maybe they would have brought the Klal Yisrael back to the Gula Shlema. The enthusiasm they showed, and the Mesirus Nefesh they showed, to just bring back, they had all the excuses in the world. They were under the stronghold of the Greeks. They had all the excuses in the world, and they said, this is enough. We want to have Torah and Mitzvahs. They're stopping Torah and Mitzvahs. We want to have void in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mesirus Nefesh they made, which many of them were killed, many of the Chashmonaim were killed in this, but they said it can't be, and it was impossible for it to overpower the great empire of the Greeks. They said, no, we want to do it. We want there to be a void in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's going to last for another 150 years. It doesn't matter. We want a void in the Beis HaMikdash. They had this Zerizas. And this is what I think we have to take from this. Whether it's Bichlal about Bias Goyal, that we should be ready, we should feel that we want the Gula to come, but I think also any opportunities we have in life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly is giving us opportunities to be Mischazik in Torah, in Avodah, in Tshuva, to come back from the Averus that we might have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly giving us opportunity to do that, going us Chizuk from these things, and we have to take those chances. We have to use the chances. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also said to us, I gave you all those chances, you came in different positions, you heard certain shurim, you heard certain different chizuk, you have the chances, and to use the chances. And just to finish off, I've got time, just for a story that I once heard. There's always time for a story. I don't know if it was a marshal, but there was a man in Eretz Yisrael who, in a cab, and he's driving there, and the cab driver, not from Israeli cab driver, you know, you get the picture, he says to him, you know, I've got the most amazing story to tell you. He said to him, I had a passenger who was a frum man, and he tells me, take me there. And he said to him, but it was getting very near to Shabbos. And he told him, if you see that we can't, if it comes a certain time, I have to get out. It doesn't matter where I am. I leave my stuff here. It doesn't matter. I need to get, if we don't get out, I have to get out at a certain point. We got to the point, and there was traffic on the way, it got longer, and it got to a certain point, and the man said, after he said, you're going to get out in the middle of nowhere, what are you doing? You're mad, where are you going? He said, I have to get out, I cannot move, this is too near to Shkia, too near to think, I have enough time now to walk, I'll be fine, I'm going to get out, I can't go in the car anymore. The man got out, he said, he carried on driving down the road, and just a few hundred metres down the road, there was a stone was thrown, only, you know, it was like a bullet almost, the way they're thrown there, and it came and it hit the back of the car and it went bang straight into where it would have been killed. It most certainly would have been killed, the guy in the back. So he's telling it, the cab driver saying to him, it's amazing, he said, you see what happened, you see the Ashkocha, you see what happened, this man was saved because he wanted to keep Shabbos. The man said to him, are you from now? You see what happened to you? You see what you were saved? You see what happened? See what you saved? Have you done tshuva, shomer Torah, mitzvot now? Are you saved? He said to him, what do you mean? The stone hit the back of the car, it didn't hit the front of the car. It's nothing to do with me. We can see things, we can have different chizuk, we can have opportunities, but we can be blind to it if we're not interested in it. That's the point. We have to be open, our hearts open. And that's what she miskind by us, the Yehudim here of Ronnie Zinchabasiya, we should see the Shachanti B'Soyfek Mirashem.